Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Former Eagles running back and kick returner Timmy Brown has died. KYW's Dave Uram joins us live with more on Brown's story. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Carol. Timmy Brown wasn't just an all-time Eagle who put up excellent numbers in the 60s. He endured a rough childhood, proved himself in the NFL, and had a very interesting post-career. Brown spent part of his childhood in an orphanage, only received a partial scholarship to play at Ball State, and got drafted in the 27th round in 1959 by Vince Lombardi's Packers, who cut him after only one game that season. Brown was picked up by the Eagles and held a small role on their 1960 championship team, which beat Lombardi's Packers in the title game. In 1962, Brown took off. He led the league in all-purpose yards the next two seasons. In 63, he collected a combined 2,425 yards on a team that went 2-10-2. He holds the franchise record for most kickoff returns, kickoff return yards, and kickoff return touchdowns, two of which he scored in one game. After his career, he acted and spent time as a probation officer in L.A. According to the Inquirer, Brown's son said that he died of complications from dementia. Carol, Timmy Brown was 82.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Dave.